Hello to my Chavir Mishir Torah's Moshe around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Meseches Mishnayos, Meseches Tainis, Web Devarik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Med Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Seder Tainios Kate said, how do we do the Seder for the davening for the Tainis? As the Rav says, we're talking about the seven fasts, the last seven fasts. Remember, there's three, then another seven. So it's the last seven. That's what we're talking about here. Motzina satev l'rechov v'shalir. The Rav says you take out the Oren that the Sefer Torah is in, it to emphasize that we have this hidden away vessel that was inside our Beit Knesset, and it became embarrassed because of our Chatayim, and we have to take it out and show everybody. Why to the main part of the city, the Rechov v'shalir, the square of the city, to say we already davened privately inside the shul and we weren't answered. We're going to now embarrass ourselves in public, in the public square of the city. The Bach and Torah Archaim Simon Kuf Nun says, we're not talking about the Aron Kodesh that's built into the wall, eastern wall in our base Knesset, where everybody davens there, but we're talking about a small portable Aron that is long and narrow, that has a Sefer Torah, one Sefer Torah in it, that they put next to the Chazan, or on the Bima, according to the Beis Yosef, before Kriyas HaTorah. I guess if you think of the Sephardi Sefer Torah that comes within a box, maybe that's what they're referring to. Tiferes Yisrael says, if that's not possible to take a Sefer Torah in an Aron outside, at least you should daven in another house, like we're going into Gullus. Venosin Efer Makla, and we take burnt ashes. Rashav says it's Efer Srefa, it's burnt ashes, and because Afar is also called Efer, so we call it Efer Makla, which is, it has to be real ashes, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the Akedah of Yitzchak and have Rachmanas on us. Rashav says, to have an idea of Imon Achabet Tzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us in the Tzara outside. Rashi adds, Efer Makla, this burnt ashes, is a bigger gnai. It makes us look worse than just putting plain sand, afar on, some sand on your head. As Taisus Naftes Vavanbeis, the Ramasal Venos then says, this Efer should come from a person, from a bone of a person, because the Efer is a remembrance of the Akedah, and the Akedah, the little bones, so maybe metaphysically the bones of Yitzchak Avinu, so that's what we're trying to bring out. The Rambam says we put the ashes on the Sefer Torah. The Baal HaTzrei says the Mishnah doesn't mention to put the ashes on the Sefer Torah, it's just a minig from the time of the Amoraim. So what do we do with these ashes? Notion the Efer Makla, it says Al Gabe Ateva. Rav says Mishum Dechsiv, as it says in Yishaya Perek Samachim Pasuk Tes, B'chol Tzarasam Lo Tzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu will always be with us with the Tzaras. Israel says Imo, like we're saying Imo Anochi B'Tzara. I'll always, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he'll always be with us, even with our Tzaras. And we also put the Efer Rosh HaNasi, Rosh Abesin, the heads of the Nasi, and the Abesin. Rav says, they themselves don't put the ashes on themselves. It's more of a busha that it doesn't, you know, compare someone who embarrasses himself to someone who gets embarrassed from others. It's a bigger busha for someone else to embarrass him. Taisus Yantzi brings in the Gemara. The Hashivas is that we're putting on their head of the Nasi and the Abbezin first, because we're telling them, you, the chashiv, most chashiv people we have, and you should have davened for us, Rachman from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for everybody, and they should have more busha than the, when others put it on their heads, because they're chashivas, they're inspired from others. The Karen Iron says that when everyone sees that because of the chatam of the people, the most chashiv people have been lowered by this, they're going to daven with more kavana. And everything, every individual then puts ashes on his head. That's the answer brings from Rashi, Daf Tazayim and Aleph, that the rest of the people aren't as chashiv. They're not misbayish when other people put it on their heads. Therefore, it's enough for them to put it on themselves. Hazokin Shabahem, the oldest one, the verse Israel says, if it's possible to do it with a Zokin and a Chacham, it's even better. Otherwise, we should go with a Chacham. Omer Lefneim Divrei Kavushim. He should say to them things that will have deep meaning for them. Rashi says, with the if you look in the with Hagos HaBach, it's a Lashon of Atzira, holding back Kovshin V'dochen Zalev, things that will press in your heart to do tshuva. Another idea is that he's going to reveal for them the hidden things of their ways, and just like we say, Bahadi Kafshu Rachmana, with the hidden things of Kadosh Baruch Hu, like why that's a saying. Why would you look into the hidden ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu? So Kafshi means hidden. He's going to reveal people's hidden bad ways. That's what the Rach says. The Rav brings these are dvarim, the kofshim libishal adam, that kind of compel a person to go back and to do tshuva. So he says like this, Achein alo nemer ba'anshei Nineveh. It doesn't say ba'anshei Nineveh, like we have in Yonah Paragimel Pasuk Yud, Vayar alakim is hakam is tanisam. It doesn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu looked the fact that they're wearing sackcloth and that they fasted. Tiferes Yisrael says, they all wore sackcloths and they fasted, as it says in the Gemara. So we're saying, they were saying to each other that that's the reason to make themselves feel low. They should do tshuva, but not that this should actually work. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't really look at the fact that they were wearing sackcloths. Ella, but Kadosh Baruch Hu looked. Vayar alakim es maaseim. He looked at their deeds. Ki shavu midark mara. People in Nineveh repented from their bad ways. The Marsha says that the fast and wearing of the sackcloth brings to a person to feel low, and the chashivas is that it brings them to do tshuva, but it's not in place of the tshuva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the fact that they actually do tshuva, and in the Kabbalah it says, Rashi Rav says in the Divrei Nevi'im, and Taisa says, what do you mean? And Taisa says, Mandahu, why is this pasuk he's about to bring from Yoel and any different than the pasuk we had in Yonah, which is Vayar alakim es maaseihem, and there it doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah, and in this pasuk we're going to talk about, it's going to call it Kabbalah. And he answers that still, when a Navi gives us a tzivoy and tells us and warns us, that's called Kabbalah. But any place where he's not giving a specific lesson, the Navi, like Vayar alakim, he's just telling the story of what happened. There, it's just as it's going. We don't call it a theory of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is something where he's impressing you to act differently. Rashi and Chulin Daf Kuf Laban Zayin Amud Aleph says, Divrei Nevi'im Niskablu Yoshma Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Divrei Kabbalah because Nevi'im's words were received directly from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in Divrei Kabbalah, the Mishnah says, Hu Omer? It says in Vayol Perak Bey, is Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rip your hearts and not your clothes, the verse Israel says. And he continues doing the drasha as much as his strength he has, this sakin. And after they daven, so it's a raya here, he says that you should darshan ayim kippur before Myrif of Kol Nidre, and not like other places that don't have a drasha. So it's important to have a drasha before you start in with your tefillahs that will bring you to tshuva. The Targum Yonah and the Radak says, Kiru milavavchem machshav asros, rip from your hearts any bad thoughts and any rishas from your hearts. Ibn Ezra says, take away from your heart what's stopping you from listening to the thoughts of truth and tshuva. The Mitzudas David explains, you should impress on your heart, and it's not enough with just ripping your clothes. You should bring your heart lower to accept the truth. Rashi and the Radak says, if you rip your heart, there won't be any need for you to rip your clothes when your children, Chas V'Shalom, pass away, and you have to have avelus on your sons and daughters. Going ahead in Maseches Tainis, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, which is the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Tes Vav Men Aleph, Amdu b'tfila. Now they started davening. Tfilah Yisrael says Tfilah Shachris, and also similarly they daven this way we're about to describe in Mincha Ne'ila when they do this whole Seder. The Ramban brings Shitas from the Chananel. We're talking here only by Ne'ila on this fast day. They had a special davening. What do they do? But reading if they had Teva Zaken Ragel, they put in front of the Teva Zaken and Ragel. What does that mean? Rashi and the Rav explain. He knows the Seder Tefillah. He's used to the davening. And Rashi adds on, Rogel is Spalal. He knows he's used to davening, and his Tefillah is set in his mouth. He won't make a mistake. That any Shliach Tzibur who makes mistakes, it's a bad sign for the people who send him. Tiferes Yisrael says, he Morgel, what does that mean? Rogel, it means he's used to, familiar with the Tanakh, so he should understand what he's saying. He's saying the psukim from Tanakh. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lama Beis, Manalaf, the very Maskel Yared Reb Yochanan, says that in the old time, Bati Knesias, the shots would stand deep down, lower than everybody else, to remind us of the pasuk Yimahamakim Korsich Hashem, and therefore the Shliach Tzibur is called Yored Lateva. Okay, v'yeshlo banim, and this zaken has children. Ubeis horekim, his house is empty. Rashi says there's nothing in his house and to feed his children, and because he's so sorrowful and he feels so bad, he was going to daven with kavana. Or another thing is beis horekon from averis, his house is empty from having averis, doesn't have a bad name on him when he was younger. Taisi Yanta says, This word of Beso doesn't work with this, really, the second shot that he's empty from Averis has to do with the house. Therefore, he says, shot must be, like, that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Dal Melchus Tainis, he shouldn't have in his house and with his family and any relatives, the ones who stay together with him, there shouldn't be a Balavera. His whole house should be empty from Avera. All the people in his family should be free from Avera. Okay, and It won't have any bad name coming out from them. So that type of person who himself is pure and his family is pure, he should be davening for them. Kidei she'e libo shalom b'tfilah, should have a complete heart with the tefillah. Rambam Hilchos Tainios Perek Dal Halacha Gimel says, if the zaken who spoke to them originally, he's right for the tefillahs, he becomes the shliach tzibur. Otherwise, they pick shliach tzibur who fits the conditions that we just mentioned, that he's free from Avera. V'omer lefneim, and he says in front of them, Tiferes Yisrael says, when he gets to the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, he says, Esrim v'arba brachas, 24 brachas, Shemoneh Esrei, the normal ones of every day, and he adds another 6 that we'll be describing in the missions to come. Rav says, we put this between Goel to Rofei. He says the 6 brachas. The Tur in Archaim Siman Tavkuf Ayin Tes says, after the Tzibur finishes Shemoneh Esrei quietly, then the Shliach Tzibur goes over the Shemoneh Esrei, and here he adds the 6 brachas to the others that gets you 24. These 6, we're going to add to the tiniest that were nigzer because of the tzaris. Okay, that will be our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me in at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.